Ladies and gentlemen, tonight the Columbia Workshop, by special arrangement with Radio Guide magazine, is pleased to present the seventh American performance of Irving Reese's original radio drama, St. Louis Blues. This play, first presented in 1932, has had more performances than any play written for radio, is used in several American universities as an example of radio dramaturgy, and has been translated into three languages. In the fall, it will appear in book form. Because St. Louis Blues was the first play written especially for the dimensions of radio, about radio, while the author was still a Columbia engineer, critics have hailed it as the classic of the medium. The Columbia Workshop offers St. Louis Blues. The setting, a nightclub in Harlem. It is 5 minutes of 2 a.m.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a fitting conclusion to this broadcast from the Sepia Club in the heart of Harlem, Duke Anderson, his orchestra, St. Louis Blues.
Oh, Santa, I want a call for that announcer. Just go on back to the table. I'll be right back.
Oh, no, please don't, Sally. Don't do that.
Oh, I must, pardon me, but were you really announcing over the radio?
Yes.
What's your name, please?
Hall, Bill Hall.
Bill? Oh, that's the Bill Hall who reads poetry on the Stardust and Roses program.
The same.
Oh.
To the courtesy of Liz Gill's Lozenges for Allergics, they pacify.
Oh, how simply thrilling. I'm just crazy about your voice, but I never dreamed I'd meet you in person. Well, you've got to give me your autograph, Mr. Hall.
Why, yes, of course, I'd be delighted. Oh, but you'd better come over to the broadcasting control booth.
Oh,
I'm afraid we're getting in the way of these disasters.
Oh, thank you so much. It's all the kind of
advice. This is better. Now, have you a pen?
Oh, well, no, I haven't. I won't be sorry.
I'll see if the engineer has one. Got a pen, Liz?
What?
Got a pen. Oh, take those phones off your ears. How do you expect to hear me?
What do you want?
A pen. P-E-N.
Oh, another fan. Here. Yeah. It must be wonderful to be an announcer. You meet such interesting people.
Yeah. Now then, how do you want the autograph? Oh, have you a book?
No, I haven't, but one of these men will do if that's all right for you.
Of course.
Oh, well, excuse me, Mr. Hall, but what does that man do with all those dials and those things over the ears?
Oh, he's the engineer. He controls the music. Keeps it from getting too loud or too soft.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
There you are. Uh-oh, the ink's wet. Be careful.
Oh, I will. Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Hall. I'd better rush right over and tell my boyfriend about it. You know, we came all the way to Schenectady. I'm sure he'll be thrilled, too.
Undoubtedly.
Goodbye, Mr. Hall.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Here's your pen, Marconi.
Thanks. But don't tell me you sent your girlfriend back to her man. We'll be off the air in about 3 minutes.
No, thanks. I've got to get some sleep. I've been on duty since 10 this morning.
Mm. I won't be exactly sorry when it's over either. Got to be down to the city hall at 9 a.m. to welcome the Greek upside-down flying champ.
It must be wonderful to be an engineer. You meet such interesting people.
Yeah. Well, someday I'm going back to the sea. That's the only life. Peaceful and quiet, anyway. 1,000 miles from noise. Foreign ports. Girls. You can have your interesting people.
What the deuce was that? Some drunk dropped a plate. They might pick it up.
And how? It sounded like an explosion. What a screwy world this is. A drunk dropped a plate in the Harlem nightclub and somebody hears it fall in New Zealand.
New Zealand?
Oh, why not? We're on shortwave, too.
Weird. That never occurred to me. You get so close to a job when you're on it, I forget the hundreds of thousands that may be listening. All over the world. On farms, in hospitals, ships, at sea.
Suppose nobody was listening. How would we know? 40 million said turned off while you're turning on the personality, and I sweat to keep the meters from blowing up. How would we know?
I never thought of that. 40 million said turned off. Why, it may be happening right now. Sure, how would we know? 40 million sets turned off and not a single pair of ears.
Beginning to look worse, kid.
Yeah. The barometer's down at the bottom.
We'll probably have to send an SOS soon.
Oh, it ain't that bad, is it?
Skipper can't take any chance. We've got 800 passengers aboard. He's starting to list pretty bad.
Any other ship near us?
I just talked to KGA. It's the Southern Cross, the freighter. He's 150 miles north.
Well, that's something.
Scared, kid?
Who, me? Well, what makes you think so?
Oh, I don't know. It's kind of tough for you. First job, old school, and you run into a storm like this, and maybe an SOS.
All right, Park, let her go.
SOS, Captain?
Yes. Rudder was just battered off and half the bridge is down. We've got to get help. Here's our position. Go to it, son. Good luck.
I just raised KGA, Southern Cross of the Lamport and Holt line. She's 150 miles north and standing by.
Well, tell her to come as fast as she can.
Yes, sir. How to make contact right away. He says they're changing their course. Coming right away. The storm's cutting her speed down to 8 knots.
That's bad.
Yes, sir.
I've ordered the passengers to assemble in the main lounge with their life schedule. You think you can get anything on that broadcast receiver?
I'll try, sir.
So the music might help keep their nerve up.
Yes, sir. Well, down to the salon, kid, and check the loudspeaker while I try to get something.
Okay. Hold on to the rail, son. Those waves might watch you over.
Yes.
Should be able to pick up some New York signal.
Broadcast from the CBS
Club in the
heart of Harlem, Hugh Henderson, his orchestra, St. Louis Blues.
Good. That'll
help. Yes, sir. Well, we've been on
board
this ship for a long time, haven't we?
8 years, Captain.
It's going to take the Southern Cross about 12 hours to reach it.
Just about, sir.
I don't think we can stay afloat longer than 8.
Yes, sir. Well, how about it, kid? Speaker working?
Yeah. It's okay. I'll be on the bridge, Clark. Keep him posted.
Yes, sir. How was it below, kid?
Pretty tough. Kids and women crying. Everybody's scared stiff. Even the officers were trying to quiet me. Everybody came around with life belts on. It was an old woman trying to get them to see nearer my guard to me. When the radio started, it stopped. Say, Spark, isn't that what the passengers sang when the Titanic sank?
Shut up! Sorry, kid. Just a little jittery.
That's all right, Spark.
There's the kind of a job you should have got, kid. Broadcasting. The guy that's twiddling them dials is in a nice, warm nightclub. Watching a bunch of swell James dance. He'll finish up and go home to a nice, dry, steady bed.
Oh, I had a chance to get a job like that when I graduated the radio school. Who wants? If this is the kind of a job for me.
What made you so anxious to go to sea?
The same reason you had. Sitting in a nightclub's okay for some guys. I like to move around. You get adventure on this job.
Yeah. You get adventure, all right. You'll get adventure.
Gets worse every day.
I think I'll ask for a transfer back to traffic duty.
Oh, stop your beeping. When you were on traffic, you wanted to be a radio cop.
Yeah, I know, but I figured I'd get more action. Why, we ain't done nothing but play nursemaids to drunks and stop family fights for a month now.
Calling all cars. Calling all cars.
Quiet. This must be important.
Broadcast 12. All patrol cars are cautioned to drive carefully tonight. The streets are slippery. All patrol cars drive carefully. The streets are slippery. That is all.
That's enough. If he comes out again to tell us to wear galoshes, I'll turn my badges. That guy's voice gets on my nerves.
Yeah, mine too. Sounds like his tonsils was broke.
If we could only get anything else on these radios, it wouldn't be so bad cruising around in the cold. If we only had a nice hot jazz band.
Yeah. That's just what the police commissioner figured when he had those six locks on the police wave.
Hold on a minute, Riley. That guy across the street looks like he's having trouble with his car.
Pull up right here.
You having trouble, buddy?
Yes, officer. I just ran out of gas, and I've got to get to Mount Vernon quick. My little sister's very sick.
Oh, that's too bad.
I can't leave the car because I got all my baggage in it.
Gee, that's tough.
You couldn't lend me a gallon or two, could you?
Sorry, buddy. That's against regulation.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you walk up to the garage a block west of here and get a can full? We want your car here. Sure, you.
That's mighty kind of you, officer. I'll rush right back.
That's okay. Sure. Take your time, buddy.
Hey, that's some bull, ain't it? Let's take a look at it.
It's seamless.
Boy, this sure is swell, ain't it?
Yeah. Got a radio set, too.
Yeah? Let's tune in something.
It'll be a relief not to hear something else besides old icicle voice.
I must be a big shot.
What makes you think so?
Well, yeah, you don't drive a 16-cylinder Minerva if you ain't somebody.
Pretty stellar, ain't it?
Always did like bright dreams.
Taking that set a long time to warm up, ain't it?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, as the city
there it is now.
To this broadcast from the Sepia Club at the heart of Harlem, Duke Henderson.
Duke Henderson.
His orchestra, St. Louis Blues.
Boy, oh boy, will you listen to that music? Isn't that hot?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, you think you ought to leave our car alone across the street? Sounds like there's crows coming
through. Oh, it's your imagination. Forget it. Listen.
I think it's a crow. All I want to listen to is this music. I tell you, nothing ever happens in Canada, and I forget about it. Will you? Sure, imagine it.
Caution to watch for Dapper Dan McDonald. He's reported to be passing through town. McDonald is driving a 16-cylinder green Minerva. Car contains luggage and $300,000 worth of stolen jewelry and bonds. A $25,000 reward has been posted for his arrest.
I think I heard a squirrel coming over there.
And I still think you're screwy. Hey, will you listen to that music?
You'll have to quit now. Here comes the guy back.
I hope I didn't keep you gentlemen waiting too long.
Oh, that's okay. You're supposed to help a citizen in distress.
Sure. But we had a slow time listening to your radio.
Sure did.
We'll turn it off now.
Well, I'm glad I could be of some service to you. Would you mind holding this can while I get the cap off?
Oh, sure. There's no trouble at all. Here, give it to me.
Here, look at it.
I hope your little sister's better when you get to Mount Vernon.
Thank you, officer. I hope I'm in time. Well, there we are. I guess this will get me there. I want to thank you boys a lot.
Oh, forget it, pal. Forget it.
No, I won't forget you boys for a long time.
Fine fellow, are you ready?
Yes, all right.
Come on, partner.
Well, back to the grind.
Yeah. Now we'll have to listen to old Stiflitz again.
Calling car 13.
That's it.
Calling car 13.
Boy, that's in the glass.
Proceed to 421 West 29th Street. 421 West 29th.
cat is jammed in a drain pipe and creating a disturbance.
Okay.
A cat is jammed in a drain pipe. See what you can do about it, boy. That is all.
A cat in a drain pipe. I heard it.
The last great Miss Quinine we had.
Oh. He's in pretty bad shape.
What are the natives kicking up about? Celebration?
No.
They've been beating those tom-toms for an hour now.
Savage intuition.
What do you mean?
Those are the death drums. They beat them when someone is dying.
Save us, Lieutenant.
Yes, he's heard them before. And Green died on the last expedition here.
Then we've got to stop them before he wakes up.
No use. In a few minutes, they'll be picked up by other tribes along the Amazon. We'll be feeding them 100 miles away before morning. Requiem for a white man.
Oh, for God's sake, don't be so casual. He's dying. Let's do something.
The only thing we can do is try and get help in the morning. He's alive, then. If we tried anything now, we'd both die with him.
The devil with you. I'm going. I'm not going to let a pack of uncivilized savages convince me Davis is going to die because they pound a drum.
What do you propose to do?
I'm going for help.
Look, I've been here before. You haven't. I'm as much concerned about Davis as you are. One chance in a million of saving him. You can't live by sentiment in the jungle. We'll go tomorrow morning. He's alive.
Oh. He's coming out of the coma. What can we do?
You mustn't
hear those drums. Hey, the set. Turn on the short wave set. Maybe we can get something.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You leave, right? Anderson.
Quick, quick.
It's warming up. There.
Oh, boy. Club is the heart of Harlem. Duke Henderson, his orchestra, St. Louis Blues.
Don't you get it any louder?
They're 3,000 miles away.
Nearly.
Anderson, what are those drums beating for?
Easy, old man.
Ask me. What are those drums beating?
It's all right, old man. There's no drums. It's the shortwave radio set. We're listening to a program right
here. Drums?
Sure, they're in the music.
You're lying. You think I'm going to die? You're wrong. Wrong, I tell you.
New York. I'm going back to New York. Do you hear me? Answer me!
Sure. Sure, old man. You're going back with us. Sure.
Don't let me die here. I don't want to die here. Catch me back, I tell you.
He's unconscious again. Thank the Lord.
The drums are getting louder.
I have an intuition. You're never wrong.
Maybe he bought a
heart of Harlem. You can do this. His orchestra, they know it's blue.
Your dear, what's that?
Don't be crazy. Is the radio so late? Remember, who will complain?
What do I care? I'd rather listen to music and not play tuning all night if I have to stay up.
Look, Angela. The bambino. The bambino is asleep.
Bambino. Come. Get over the mule. Let it asleep.
The bambino is asleep now.
All right.
Madre mia. What am I seeing? What's the radio?
What's the crying out loud? He's a jet hound.
Don't shun it. Play the radio. But soft. To make the baby sleep.
Okay. Call a lullaby. Can you beat it?
It's getting colder.
Uh-huh.
Did you have a nice summer?
Yes, lovely. Did you?
Yeah.
Traveling must be fun.
Oh, yes.
Oh, don't you love the smell of winter in the air?
It means things die.
Only for a little while. Then spring comes.
I didn't think when I left last winter I'd be at your engagement party when the winter came again.
Can't be back.
Darling.
Don't you think we'd better go back?
Darling, what's happening to us?
Bob, please, you must.
You stay close to me for just a moment, darling.
Oh, Bob, we're mad. We're mad. It's all done. It's all over. We must go back
here. No, I won't let you. Oh, Bob. There's my roadster. We can drive to Smithtown and get married. We'll come back in the morning and tell them about it.
Oh, it's too late. We can't think of it.
We mustn't think anymore. Everything's been a nightmare of thoughts. We love each other. Everything else is unimportant.
Oh, darling, I do love you, Bob. I do love you.
Will you come?
Yes, Bobby, yes.
Quick, in with you.
There. I'm in.
There. No more tears now.
I'm happy, dear. Oh, Bob, we're mad.
That's the only sane thing we've ever done. Can you imagine looking at that face when we come back tomorrow?
Bob, don't drive fast.
I'm going to get you there before you change your mind.
I won't. I've been miserable since the day you left.
Me too. Just a blur of seaports. Strange looking faces. I was always hoping yours would pop up by some miracle.
Bob, darling, you're going too fast.
Now, there's nobody on the road this time of night. I'll turn the radio on. It'll take your mind off the speed. There, it'll warm up in a minute.
Well, there's probably nothing on this late.
Sure, some of the New York stations are on all night.
Heart of Harlem, Duke Henderson, in orchestra, St. Louis Blues.
Oh, my favorite number, too.
Yeah?
Oh, darling, please, darling, you're doing 80 miles.
Now, remember what started the last fight.
All right, but I would feel better if you did.
You'll forget this moment is the one I've been living for.
Bob, there's something on the road.
Calling Newark Airport. R-12 calling Newark Airport. R-12 calling Newark Airport. Come in, please.
Hello, R-12. Hello, R-12. This is Newark. Hello, R-12. This is Newark. Go ahead.
Hello, Newark. This is Randolph on R-12. Mail plane on Cleveland, New York run. I'm in a bad storm area. Altitude about 10,000 feet. Visibility zero. Ceiling zero. Lost radio beacon signals. Lost radio beacon signals. Flying blind. What's wrong? What's wrong? Go ahead.
Hello, Randolph. Hello, R-12. Beacon antenna blew down in storm. Beacon antenna blew down in storm. Where are you? Where are you, R-12? Come in.
Hello, Newark. Lost my position 15 minutes ago. Lost my position. Flying blind. I think I'm over the graveyard in the Alleghenies. Go ahead.
Hello, Randolph. Stay up high. Get more altitude. You are in a bad spot. We're trying to get beacon going. Can you hold out for a while? Can you hold out for a while? Come in.
Hello, Newark. I'm okay on gas, but my oil pressure pump has been balky. Trouble with oil pressure pump. Ice forming on wings. I think I can hold it for a while if I know my position. I may have trouble if I stay up too long. Wait a minute. Pump's clogging. Okay now. Go ahead.
Hello, Randolph. Looks like we're starting to have trouble here, too. Antenna swinging badly. Antenna swinging badly. You may lose us any second. Listen carefully. Tune your directional broadcast receiver to WABC. Tune your direction broadcast receiver to WABC. 860 kilocycles. This wave highly directional southeast. Tune for maximum signal strength and follow in. Should bring you within 2 miles of airport. We'll try to get beacon going by then. If you lose us, keep talking. If you lose us, keep talking. Our receiving antenna, okay. Looks as if we're going now. Can you still hear me? Can you...
Hello, Newark. Just lost you. Just lost you, Newark. Got instructions okay. Got everything. Stand by while I tune receiver. Stand by.
You can listen. It's on the truth. It's Newark's news.
Hello, Newark. Just got WABC. Just got WABC. I'm writing it in. Thanks very much for the tip. Weather's getting thicker. Ice on wings slowing me up a bit. Hope you've got better luck down there. Save me a lot of hot coffee, will you? It's cold up here. Wait a minute. Pump's clogging again. I'll see what I can do. Stand by, Newark. Looks bad. I'm starting to lose altitude. I don't think I can hold it. I'm losing 500 feet a minute. There she goes. I'm starting to fall. I'm going to bail out. Send someone to look for me. So long. Henderson and his orchestra from the famous Sepia Club in the heart of Harlem. Your announcer, Bill Hall, bids you good night. This is the Columbia Broadcast Center. Well, there's another one over with, Liz.
Yeah. What were you grinning about during the closing announcement?
I couldn't help thinking of what you said about nobody listening. It struck me funny to think I may have been talking to myself.
Well, there's one consolation. We'd never know.
No. We'd never know. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.